Hello there, I'm Rich Coase. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the big, scary news. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, folks. It's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 179. And I think for the first time ever, we're going to start out with two sad stories from our own. The first one comes via Louisville Halloween in Kentucky. Today, we are mourning the loss of a member of our Halloween family. Our brother-in-arms, Josh Crichton, or Creighton, passed away on May 17th from a stroke. You may know Josh from Black Orchard Haunted House or The Haunted Hotel. Josh was a great scare actor and an incredible person. He was notorious for his deep intellectual conversations, and we always truly enjoyed his company. He had traveled the world and still made it a point to come back home to the fam and scare the bejesus out of people in the fall. Josh will be greatly missed. Please take a moment to keep his family and his friends in your thoughts. And we have some more sad news from the haunt community. Car Mike Crone of Bloomingdale, Illinois, passed away in his sleep on May 22nd at the all-too-young age of 50. Cause of death is listed as natural causes. Car Mike, as he was called, was the owner of Blood Brood FX. He was a scenic designer who contributed greatly to Dream Reapers and Disturbia haunted attractions in the Chicago area. The art designed by Mike and his partners at Blood Brood can be found at almost every haunt in Chicagoland and many others. Mike will be greatly missed by the Chicago haunt community. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Josh Crichton and Car Mike Crone and offers up this moment of silence. We have this update from the Midwest Haunters Convention. We hope that this note finds you and your family safe and well as we all look forward to the full reopening of our states and the resumption of our businesses and leisure activities. At this time, we want to give you an update on the status of the 2020 Midwest Haunters Convention, currently scheduled to take place July 24th through the 26th at the Donald Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, Illinois. Earlier this month, under a five-phase plan for reopening the state of Illinois, the governor has banned mass gatherings until an effective treatment to combat COVID-19 or a vaccine has been developed. Illinois guidelines make it unlikely that conventions will resume here this summer, and we are in discussions with convention facilities in two other Midwestern cities that will be ready to host trade shows in July. One city under consideration, based upon suggestions from exhibitors, is Indianapolis. Both the Indiana Convention Center and the other venue we have identified and our organization are consulting with trade groups and state and local agencies to establish new protocols for producing and attending events. The health and safety of our exhibitors, attendees, and staff are of the utmost importance to us, and we will share these protocols with you as they become available. Stay safe. Keep up with more updates at MidwestHauntersConvention.com. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of genre icon Danny Trejo to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening August 7th through the 9th at the Sheraton Atlanta. One of the most recognizable faces in Hollywood today, with over 200 credits to his name, Trejo has appeared in such films as From Dusk Till Dawn, Desperado, Heat, Grindhouse, The Devil's Rejects, and Con Air, just to name a few. He is most recently known for starring as the hero in Robert Rodriguez's Machete movies. For more info, go to daysofthedead.com. We have a little sad news from the Jail of Terror haunted attraction in Newark, Ohio. After careful consideration regarding the health and safety of our patrons and volunteers, we have made the difficult decision to cancel the Jail of Terror for this season. Following an increased concern for a possible resurgence of COVID-19 or coronavirus in the fall, and in accordance with our governor and the Ohio Department of Health, we felt this was the best way to proceed during such an unprecedented time. We will see you again in 2021. Stay safe, my friends. Keep up with any updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/jailofterror. We have this news from the 4th annual Oneida, Tennessee Zombie Fest. The Horde is heading back to Oneida once again for the 4th annual Oneida Zombie Fest on October 10th. Join us again this year for another exciting event as we kick off a full day of undead fun. Live music, magic, comedy, wrestling, vendors, food trucks, special guests, car and bike show, zombie walk, 5K run, costume contest, and games are just some of the excitement for the day. The Oneida Zombie Fest is being hosted again at the awesome Oneida City Park. All proceeds will go to benefit local suicide prevention programs and scholarship funds. Be sure to follow our main Facebook page for updates and added info, facebook.com/OneidaTNZombieWalk. That's OneidaTNZombieWalk. We have some film news from the Phantasm franchise via BloodyDisgusting.com. Who better than Don Coscarelli himself to let us know that most of the Phantasm franchise is now streaming on Amazon Prime. Every film except for Phantasm 2, that is. You can begin your journey through the franchise with Phantasm Remastered, following it with Phantasm 3, Lord of the Dead, Phantasm 4, Oblivion, and Phantasm 5, Ravager. Don Coscarelli directed every film save for Ravager, which was directed by David Hartman. Coscarelli's Phantasm 2, while it's not currently streaming for free with an Amazon Prime membership, can be rented in HD for $3.99 or purchased in HD for just $4.99. If you'd rather own the entire franchise in a physical format, you can grab the newly released 5-film Blu-ray set, Phantasm Sphere Collection, through Best Buy's website for only $99. We have some toy news from Funko, also via BloodyDisgusting.com. Funko has been showing off lots of upcoming Disney toys as part of Funkoween in May, and now we've got a look at their upcoming Nightmare Before Christmas toys. 10 brand new pop vinyl toys were previewed last week, including Screaming Jack, Sandy Claus, and Sally Sewing, along with artist series and 10-inch figures of Jack Skellington. Walgreens, Hot Topic, and Box Lunch exclusives are part of the mix, and the wave includes pop vinyl toys, as well as keychains and minifigures. And this just in, new Hocus Pocus pop vinyl toys are also on the way. Head over to Amazon to pre-order these toys. We have some more toy news from NECA, NECA. Hatchet Army Rejoice! Fans have been waiting for over a decade for an official Victor Crowley action figure, and NECA has finally given the slasher icon of the Hatchet franchise the royal treatment he deserves with two different styles to choose from. Victor Crowley makes his action figure debut in NECA's 8-inch clothed figure line, His gruesome head sculpt features rooted hair and the hatchet wound left by his father. Standing at approximately 8 inches tall, Victor Crowley wears his battered overalls made with real fabric and comes equipped with his signature hatchet and belt sander. The clamshell packaging on every figure purchased through Aries Scope comes autographed by Hatchet's writer and director, Adam Green, the creator of Victor Crowley himself. The only way to get an autographed figure is to order one directly from Aries Scope or bring one with you should you ever meet Adam Green in person at a public appearance. The release date is August 2020, and you can pre-order yours today at Aries Scope, that's AriesScope, -pictures.myshopify.com. That's AriesScope-pictures.myshopify.com. We have this news from the 2019 Home Haunters Awards Show. This is an official announcement of the 2019 Home Haunter Awards Show. If you're a home haunter and want an opportunity to win a coveted golden skelly for your 2019 haunt, then visit hyhpawardshow.com for more information and a chance to enter. Note, this is best viewed on a PC, laptop, or tablet as opposed to a phone. Good luck, everyone. That's hyhpawardshow.com. We have this news from the Postmortem Haunted Trail in McDonald, Tennessee. Due to COVID-19, we have made the tough decision to close the haunt until 2021. This is for the safety of our builders, actors, and patrons who want to have a great time. The virus has not slowed down and we all need time to build, etc. We do not want to do anything at the last minute or lose actors mid-season. Thank you to everyone and we will see you in 2021. Keep up with their updates at facebook.com/PMHTTN. We have some gaming news from Resident Evil 3 via BloodyDisgusting.com. Modders are at it again with Resident Evil 3. And while it's not Thomas the Tank Engine or a stupid sexy nemesis, we've already had that, modder Mr. Marcos 1003 or 1003 has found someone far more fitting. Yes, you can have Shrek replace the Stage 1 nemesis. Now, since this is a serious business, we're not going to be making any lame ogre jokes. In fact, Shrek bursts through the wall silently stalking Jill is downright terrifying. All that you'd need to happen would be a Mike Myers sound-alike doing stars with a Scottish accent. If you really want to be haunted by a giant green ogre, you'll need Fluffy Manager 5000, which is available at Nexus Mods. Resident Evil 3 is now out on PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. And finally, we have some good news from the Mysterious Mansion Haunted Attraction in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, the wait is now over. Gatlinburg's oldest and most terrifying haunted experience is now reopening. Due to our extended hiatus from the COVID-19 pandemic, our crews have been hard at work reimagining some of your favorite scenes within our walls. Stop by to see new state-of-the-art effects, industry-leading animations, and an all-star cast of phenomenal actors all specifically poised to scare you. Of course, we here at Mysterious Mansion pride ourselves on bringing to life make-believe horror while separating you from the all-too-real terrors of the world. Trust us, we're doing our part to keep our loyal patrons safe and healthy. Not only are our actors all masked up and sanitized, but the entire house gets increased treatment as well. All of this is an effort to ensure your safety and well-being. We are immediately returning to our usual daily show schedule, so come on out, enjoy the mountains, and get scared with our classic Gatlinburg attraction. We hope to see you all on our steps in the near future. Thank you all for your amazing support during our closure. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll see y'all real soon. More information you can get at GatlinburgMysteriousMansion.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview
here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, as the world waits and tries to see what's going on with all this stuff going on around the world, you know, the haunt industry is working on ways to make the haunt season happen, whether it's extra measures with sterilization and cleanliness, or making actors wear masks, or social distancing in the queue lines. You know, so many of us want the haunt season to be as normal as possible, and we don't know if it's going to be, but we're going to try to find out. So I have on the line a fine sponsor of the Big Scary Show, Mr. Alex Linnebrink from Haunt Pay, who not only does things like time ticketing, which might help your haunt as far as keeping the queue lines down, but on June 4th, just about a week from now, he's doing a social distance haunting webinar. Definitely want to find out about that, so we called up Alex from his offices in Detroit, Michigan. Alex, are you there?
I am here, Drew.
It's always good to talk to you, my friend, and thank you for continuing to be a fine sponsor of the Big Scary Show.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't miss it. You guys are one of the best programs out there that we listen to on a regular basis. We love what you guys do for the industry here, so thanks for having me.
Oh, pshaw, thank you. You're too kind. But anyway, first of all, I guess I should ask a question. How are things with Haunt Pay right now?
Well, you know, it's an odd world here with everything that's going on. So, you know, we do more than just haunted houses. My heart has always been in the haunt industry. I was a haunter, first a home haunter, and then worked with pro haunts and that sort of thing well before all of this. And we started our company as Haunt Pay, but we still do a lot of other events through another name. Passage is our name the rest of the year. And obviously, that's not doing too well. There aren't a lot of events selling tickets right now. But, you know, it gave us some time to rethink our approach. And we've been able to do some cool things that I think, you know, not only are helping business over the summer, like virtual live stream events and that sort of thing, but a few things that I think will even help in the fall, which I'm excited to chat with you about here.
Excellent. So hopefully, you know, a lot of states are starting to reopen and a lot of states are, asking for, you know, special considerations as far as for haunters and stuff. And, you know, the concept of something like a timed ticketing is not new in this business, been doing it for years. But you've got this thing coming up on June 4th, a social distance haunting webinar. What can you tell us about this? This sounds very fascinating, and it sounds like it's free to attend, and if you do attend, you benefit a very worthy cause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so this is done in conjunction with Don't Be a Monster. So we're putting together the content, but we realized that they missed their big fundraiser of the year as well when Transworld delayed everything over there. So they're, you know, still trying to raise funds. We wanted to make sure that we were able to help them out. So for every attendee, we're donating to Don't Be a Monster. In addition, we are collecting optional donations from anybody who wants to donate as they go through the checkout process to sign up for the webinar. But yes, don't forget, it is free. You do not have to donate to take part in this webinar. But if you want to, it is one way to give back to Don't Be a Monster. And as far as the webinar goes, I've had a ton of people that have been calling me haunters that are clients. You know, we work with over 1,000 of them every year, every fall. And I just keep getting calls from people that are asking, like, hey, what can we do this fall to, you know, increase our safety, you know, for both our workers and our guests, to make people feel comfortable that are coming out to these things? Because I think that's the big thing. We all expect there to be reopenings in most of the states by the fall.
Right.
But, you know, one, how many people are going to be allowed in there? And two, how safe are guests going to feel going, you know, to events, going out to events? We've put together a handy guide online, which you can actually check out at hauntpay.com. But I'm going to go through some of that in this webinar that we set up and just do some back and forth with the folks that want to attend. I've already had a few dozen people that have signed up in just a few short minutes, so that's been great. We're going to go over three main things with this one. Number one, time ticketing and how to use that to keep people separated out and only coming in that specific time slot. If you can do that, if you can keep people spaced out and only select a few people for each time slot, I think that's number one, going to be one of those things that change the game there. Number two, we have taken this time over the summer to put together some amazing virtual event experiences, some technology that you could use to put together some virtual event experiences as the haunter. And I think, you know, this is something you're going to do instead of a normal haunt. You're not going to, you know, allow just digital walkthroughs and that's the only thing that's there. I don't expect that with the haunting industry, but you know what we keep hearing? We keep hearing a lot of fans from across the U.S. that'll be really interested. They'll be in California. They want to know what's going on in New York. They want to see the behind the scenes. Maybe they're haunters like you and I, Drew, and we don't really get as much chance to go out in the fall. You probably do more than I, but I'm stuck in the office now. A lot of haunters are stuck working, you know? And so we still want to know what's going on at these places.
Absolutely.
So we think that there's an opportunity to do virtual events as well, or virtual add-ons, maybe behind the scenes walkthrough, something like that, to help haunts that might otherwise be struggling this year to get to the same numbers they were, raise some additional revenue. And then number three, we have been hard at work for the last couple of months developing a virtual queue system. And this is actually going to be the first view at this webinar of our virtual queue system. We've been testing it for quite a while here, and we're excited to actually show people a little bit behind the scenes on how that's going to work this fall so that your guests can check in when they get to the event within a certain geographic area, and then get a text message, an alert, when it's their turn to go up to the event, go straight to the entrance of the attraction, not wait in any queue lines. So one, that'll keep them separated from people. They can hang out in their car in the meantime while they wait if they feel more comfortable there. Or, you know, down the line, if you have a big midway, you know, a lot of attractions, haunted attractions, will have multiple different attractions and kind of a midway atmosphere. That'll keep them wandering your midway and spending money, which is never a bad thing as well. So those are going to be the three key things here, but we'll have other webinars throughout the summer. I think we're planning to do about four of them, so every couple weeks at this point right now.
So this is happening June 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. Mm-hmm. If you can't make it live, will you have it up on your website for people to be able to view later?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to make a recorded version of this and have that, you know, freely accessible on our site as well.
Oh, fantastic. What are some of the, shall I say, challenges you've had for new features as far as 2020 is concerned, you know, with you know, limited queue lines and limited access to people and things? I can only imagine it's been, you know, a nightmare maybe for you guys coming up with new stuff to...
It's been a little scary. We've been trying to figure out. Yeah, I see your point.
I get you.
we've been trying to figure out, you know, usually the system is built to get as many people through as quickly as possible, and all of a sudden we're trying to reverse that and say, okay, let's figure out how to not get as many people through as quickly as possible, but get them through as safely as possible. Luckily, I think a lot of our functionality was built with the customizability there so that it could be adjusted as needed. But yeah, I mean, we're revamping the way our time ticketing works as a result. We're adding in, you know, some additional options there. We have the virtual access. We have the virtual queues, which are trying to space people out and keep people feeling more comfortable. With the contactless payments, you know, we have a new Bluetooth card reader that you can just do the kind of wave your card over it or tap to pay type thing, so you actually don't have to touch it. And then, you know, one of the things that we've had from the beginning is the ability to scan tickets in without any contact there as well. So I think that's also a valuable feature when you're trying to be in this no-touch, you know, socially distanced world, keep everybody in line and limited in the time that they're coming through. I think we'll have a pretty good setup for things this year that's going to be very thoughtful on the restrictions that are out there. And again, just making sure people feel like they're in a safe space, which hopefully they are. Hopefully the haunts are doing the things they need to be doing outside of this, the cleaning and anything else that they need to do. But this will make people feel more comfortable about their trip.
Sure, I can only imagine hands-off being an absolute feature in so many so many haunts. I don't know how the extreme haunts are going to deal with that. But
I know, right?
But, you know, fortunately the majority of people are no-touching anyway, but if they don't have to touch as far as handle a ticket or anything like that, they can just, I guess, hold their phone up or something and read a scan or something. Bam. Anything to make that easier.
You got it.
As far as some of the webinars that you have scheduled later in the summer, do you have topics already planned out that you can tease us with?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one that we've done at the trade shows quite often and always goes over well. We update it every year, but obviously didn't get the same chances this year that we'd hoped to, at least yet, is called Reaching More Fans and Selling More Tickets. And it is tips both to get more people to your attraction and to make more money from the people that are coming to your attraction. And the goal is to be able to potentially double your sales by a combination of strategies on both those. And we actually go over quite a few things, everything for press and how I've been able to, you know, get articles in Forbes. There was one a couple of weeks ago about our company in Forbes magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Time magazine, all sorts of different things. I'll share some of those tips on the press side. I'll share some tips on social media and kind of that minimum viable effort to put in on that. So that you're not spending all day, you know, getting distracted by cat pics and living on Facebook. You can just get in and out really quick. And a lot of tips on the ticketing side as well, you know, partnerships and how different ticketing, you know, instruments work, like promo codes and social discounts and bundles and things like that to help you raise more revenue. I think that's going to be super important. We do expect that not as many people will be out this fall as in previous seasons, just as a result of how things are going here. So, you know, it'll be harder to make the exact same revenue numbers that everybody's been going for in the years past and ticket sales numbers. So we want to make sure that you're, you know, if there's not as many people attending, you're going to be finding ways to get more revenue for people and you know, hopefully they'll save that stimulus check to use at your establishment this year.
There you go. And hopefully there will be at least a reasonably same amount of haunted attractions that'll be opening there. We've already reported several that are just not going to be open this year. So,
yeah,
you know, a lot of them are, and they're not in any one particular place, you know, it's everywhere in the country. So hotspots or not, you know, we're going to find out just who's open and who's not. It's going to be a most interesting season. Let's just say it that way. So
I hear you.
So for people wanting information on this social distance haunting webinar you've got on June 4th, where do they view this? Will this be on your website, or is this on social media or anything like that? And where can people get more information about the new touchless things that you have going through HauntPay and get more information on basically everything that HauntPay can offer a haunted attraction?
Yeah, absolutely. HauntPay We're out there, hauntpay.com. You can go to facebook.com/hauntpay. You can go to twitter.com/hauntpay. Everywhere you can find us, hauntpay. But yeah, hauntpay.com is a great place to start, our website there. We will have a link towards the top that's going to have basically a link to everything that we're doing around social distancing, including those webinars, right on that main page there, so you can sign up right from there.
So the social distance webinar, just to review, June 4th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, absolutely free to attend. You can do it on your phone, or do you need to have a desktop?
No, you can do it right from your phone, yeah.
Excellent. And everybody that attends, you will be donating a certain amount of money to the Don't Be a Monster Anti-Bullying charity, which we're a big fan of and we support, and everybody should support out there. It is a fantastic cause, because you're right, they did have an online auction, but obviously nothing compares to having the one at the big trade show that nobody attended. So anyway, folks, hauntpay.com, fine sponsor of the Big Scary Show. We love Alex, and Alex apparently loves us. Thank you. And be sure to attend this webinar. If you are a haunt owner, a manager, or anyone like that interested in this, it's going to be a very interesting year, and it looks like Haunt Pay is going to be on the leading edge of making some haunts at least a little bit safer, and maybe the decision as to whether or not they open this year. So we want to thank you, Alex, for taking some time to speak to us here on the Big Scary News. We wish you the best for this year. Obviously, with your other company, with other events that are not happening this year, you know, we wish you all the luck and hope that things will start reopening soon and you can get back out selling tickets.
Sounds good. We appreciate you guys, too. Thanks a ton for the time, Drew.
Absolutely. Once again, folks, this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.